And then there's another story. In January of 1982, the crossbow murder of Michelle Powers. This was a former Tulsa policeman, Robert Doss, and all that. The recollections that you have of that case.
Well, the interesting thing about that is the first officer responding was Chuck Jordan, current chief of police. That was a love affair that went bad. Michelle was intimately involved with the Tulsa police officer, had a child by him, and demanded that the officer divorce his wife and marry her, and he wouldn't do it. I don't know, and I don't think we ever found out, if the shooter, who was a friend of the officer, actually conspired with him to cause Michelle Powers' death. But the shooter was a former Tulsa police officer who had been dismissed. Ironically, that was at a time when there was a great deal of publicity about postal employees going postal and killing people. The former police officer was working at the post office when he fired the crossbow.
And his name?
Bobby Stoller, yes. Dean Stoller. I actually think he was in the alley along with the actual shooter, I believe, was Butch Ensminger.
Okay.
And Butch Ensminger also worked at the post office and was acquitted in that case. And I can really, really say, and I look back on several cases, and I was just involved on the fringes of that murder investigation. But you wish you could go back and work cases with the skills and knowledge you know now as opposed to what you had back then, because, you know, knowledge is cumulative. And
that's not to say that that case wasn't worked as well as it could have been with the capabilities that we had available to us at the time.
You know, the case, I think, was worked well, and there was some good forensic evidence. I can't remember who the prosecutor was, but, you know, it's a team effort, and that kid, Butch Ensminger, walked away and kind of surprisingly went back to work at the post office. Robert Stoller was convicted and is still in prison. My brother worked at the post office also for decades. My dad worked there too. But my brother worked on the same shift as Ensminger, and, you know, a bunch of men together are pretty relentless. They never called Ensminger by his name from that time on. They called him Killer. And
the officer who was Michelle Powers' paramour was dismissed for refusing to cooperate in the investigation. He appealed that, and I received an order from the Civil Service Commission to reinstate him. The next day, he was indicted for the murder of Michelle Powers, and I didn't follow the order to reinstate him.
Yeah. She was shot with a crossbow bolt outside her Tulsa apartment about 10:45 in the evening, which was her regular departure time for work, on January 21st, and then she died 6 days later. It was a huge story in our community.
It was a huge story, and it was a vicious murder. I understand that the crossbow bolt had a poison bag attached to it, as is sometimes used by hunters. The whole thing was terrible.
When I was researching this, I saw all these cases all across the country involving crossbow shootings. It wasn't just here in Tulsa.
No.
There was a time that several were doing that.
Well, crossbows are a weapon of choice. They're silent. They're not licensed or registered. If a police officer stops somebody who's driving down the street and has a gun in the car, there are some serious questions. A crossbow, well, I'm a hunter. That ordinarily is sufficient explanation. I don't know that it's as popular as it used to be, but it was a weapon of choice by the military in some of the covert activities that the military used, simply because it is a silent weapon and it's very effective at fairly close range.
Yeah.
A good crossbow shot can extend that effective range, but they're still good weapons to use if you're in the mind to silently kill someone
Yeah.
or some animal.